Hey, Corey, what are you doing?
Oh, just trying to look up some news and stories on my phone. But there's so many sites I need to go to. It's just so flingin' time-consuming.
I know what you mean. With so much content whizzing around out there, there's only one storytelling platform that helps you keep calm and stay informed and inspired. And that's Flipboard.
Flipboard?
Yes, Flipboard. Flipboard curates the world's stories so you can be smarter in your work, life, and play. Choose from thousands of topics to personalize Flipboard and get the latest stories from the best publishers and experts delivered to you 24/7.
Wow. But can I share the stories I find?
You sure can, Corey. When you see stories that you want to save or share, tap the plus button to add them to your private or public collection. It's that simple.
It sure sounds it. Now I can read news every day.
Used by millions of people every day, Flipboard is how people move themselves and the world forward. Get started now at flipboard.com or download the app from the App Store or Google Play.
Welcome to Open Collar. I am Corey Willis, alongside the returning undisputed champion of the world, Michelle Sheth.
Is Ali like repair?
Is triumphant? Is our prodigal son return? And with us is one Ryan Allen Karkner Esquire, the third.
Supposed to be looking at a watch or something. Something.
Supposed to be promoting something right now.
Yeah, crap.
He's promoting open closet doors.
There we go.
It's never closed.
That's their slogan.
If I'm on this podcast,
we are never closed.
If I'm on this podcast and you see that closet closed, something's wrong. I've killed someone.
It's
whoa.
Call the police.
Dark. You went dark.
Save that for the after dark special.
This is his alibi.
Yeah,
I have a quick question. What did everybody want to be when they grew up? I'm assuming podcast hosts.
Well, and barring that, astronaut.
I was told many times when I was a kid that I always said I would threaten to run away from home and join the WWF.
That's
now WWE true
today.
Not the WWE.
That was yesterday.
I wanted to save those pandas. I'm all about saving pandas. And all of the other wildlife.
I wanted to be a taxi driver when I was a kid. I really set the bar high.
Is it because of the show Taxi?
I don't think it was.
Probably not.
I love the show Taxi.
Not at that age anyways.
Yeah.
You know, you can still do that.
I can't. That's the beautiful
it's
thing.
It's never
about
too late to really realize your dream.
Who would have thought like you had like 5-6 years old just really aiming low, just setting the bar at achievable, attainable goals.
Yeah.
Who does that?
Keep it realistic, you know? Yeah. Shit, kid.
Yeah, you never let yourself down.
I haven't yet.
Well. You know.
Depends on how you look at it, right? Like, I didn't become a taxi driver, so as achievable as that goal was, I actually still, by definition, fell short. Yeah.
That's like the equivalent of the remote's next to you, but you still don't want to reach it. Change the channel.
Oh, I guess this is
fine. Right over there.
I don't mind this commercial. I guess
it's the power of Pine-Sol. So we are 15 minutes away from the Washington Capitals winning the Stanley Cup.
How do y'all feel about that?
I'm fine.
I'm happy about it, actually.
Well, to be truthful, I am could not care less.
Yeah. Yeah,
I'm out different. I don't be indifferent, but yeah, no, I don't. It'd be nice for Ovi, but at the same time, I don't care one way. Truthfully,
I think this is the outcome that fits the NHL best. And Corey and I talked about this last week.
It's what they needed.
It's just better this way.
they've saved the league's future by having a 40-plus-year-old franchise win the Stanley Cup.
Yeah.
That actually, you know, built a roster.
First time ever in life.
Yeah. Pretty much.
The good thing is Vegas has years and years and years to...
Do they, though? Because like I was talking to a guy at work today that they're a roster built around like RFAs and expiring contracts. That's why these guys were available.
So then next year, there's just a chance that...
Just shit the bed.
Like half the team is gone.
Yeah, pretty much. Because like we're talking like there's... I'm sure there's like nobody really that like bought a house or settling down, moving their families to the desert when their, you know, contracts could be up
right
this year, next year.
But it could also be the same where this year has kind of increased their confidence in the team. And so a bunch of them might stick around.
Possibly.
If they, you know, if they think that a lot of people are also going to stick around, then, you know, if they think they can repeat this run, they might just stay and try again in Vegas.
At the same time, do you think the league wants Washington to lose so they're not celebrating a cup victory in Vegas?
No, I think that would actually be good for
just
the league.
Just like how many players are going to like die for alcohol poisoning or gamble away their losses? Like someone's going to bet the cup on
double zero. Have you seen the pregame festivities in Washington?
Yes, in Washington or in Vegas?
Yeah, the Vegas ones are like
awesome.
Crazy. Times. Like,
insane. Washington has Shaggy.
Well, from Scooby-Doo?
No, not even. That would be better.
Just zoinks everywhere.
Shaggy and Sting. And then I can't remember what they had the last time.
Wasn't Little John somewhere?
He was in Vegas. That was the Vegas festivity.
That was the Vegas one.
Yeah, obviously. Classic. And then Washington's answer to that was Shaggy, apparently.
Shaggy.
I'll see your medieval times reenactments and raise you Shaggy.
Yeah. Who can we get on a moment's notice? Is Shaggy busy?
Wasn't him.
It ended up being him. It was it was him.
But
what about
ending things? We're what? Is it it's a Friday? Friday where the Golden State sweeps?
Tomorrow. Yep.
Tomorrow.
I don't think they'll sweep. I think Cleveland will get one, but that's as much as they're getting.
I think they get swept.
Get the Swiffers.
Yeah, it's done.
That's my thinking.
And then LeBron doesn't stay in Cleveland next year. That's what's happening. You heard it here first.
Yeah. Or today, like weeks ago, or months ago,
or whenever
the start of the season.
Basically, anywhere else.
When he entered the final year of his contract, didn't he have a player option that he opted for this to be his final year?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was something like that.
So he opted out of his final year, making this year's final year.
But
I'm starting reading articles and listening to some of the experts. I think he ends up in Houston.
Really?
I think he wants to win, and I think to do so, he wants to beat Golden State before the final rather than in the final.
Yeah.
Rather than take the easy road to get there, he just wants to
beat them, get it out of the way, and then have the easy road.
Yeah, and then just sit back and not have to score 51 a game to win.
Yeah, and even then, it's not a certainty that they'll win, even with him getting 51.
Well, it's true because they didn't.
Exactly. I would be down with that because that would mean a new champion probably. And then Harden also gets his due, which I think
and Chris Paul. If Chris Paul stays there too,
and it's healthy,
and Chris Paul.
Yeah, he's got two functioning hamstrings.
That's all you need.
You know what? Just throw a couple extras in there just in case.
Yeah, why not? Get some extra hamstrings in there. Yeah, put them next to the phalanges.
Get some shoulder strings. But yeah, I think that's what's going to be his move. I don't think he wants to be somewhere and build up. I think he wants to win now and then win a couple more times and be done. That's my thing.
I think Houston would be a good place for that to happen for him.
And just think of the Houston we have LeBron like memes and all that fun stuff.
Yeah. Did you guys watch any of the last three games or highlights?
I watched a total of F-Zero. I guess if you count the amount of times I've seen them talk about the J.R. Smith stuff from game one, I've probably seen like four games.
That was ridiculous. I couldn't believe the ending of that game. But
yeah, I think that marked the end of LeBron James's tenure with the Cavs.
Yeah. Just his
that picture of him like the fuck.
Yeah, I know. That was so good. There's so many good memes that came out of that picture. And even just him walking into the locker room after regulation, he looked like he was gonna just kill someone. And then they lost it in overtime. But like the game could have, or the entire series actually could have been so different if those 4 seconds had played out just a little bit differently. And then after that, it was kind of like he was done. He was just dejected, and really no, like nothing he could do was gonna win them a champion now or championship.
What made me sad was the fact that he walked out with a bag that was worth more than I make a year.
Oh, that alligator bag!
God,
so like, thanks. He gets up in his short pants suit and
God, it didn't even look good.
His ladies' man bag.
It didn't even look good. It looked awful.
The bag or everything?
Everything. The whole outfit.
The whole kit and caboodle.
Doesn't matter. He can wear whatever he wants.
I guess so.
Well, I find it funny. He's walking around with a $42,000-$45,000 bag and then hear how cheap he is and like will have his phone turned off when he's like in Jamaica or something because he doesn't want to pay roaming charges.
Not really. Well,
that's how you get the bag, man. Gotta save money somewhere.
It's true.
I guess your luxuries in life, Gore.
Do I get this Instagram post? Do I get this $42,000? Was it Gucci or?
I don't know. I just know it was made of real gator.
Gator golf?
Lacoste, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
I thought you were a fashion guy. That's why we keep you in. Like, we can see all your clothes.
I wore a Rona t-shirt 2 weeks ago.
I remember that.
I remember that conversation.
We should reconsider this whole Ryan situation.
I think you picked me for the wrong reasons.
Trying to think of the right reasons.
Witty banter.
No, oh, that's true. And the looks. Some... Obviously. Looks.
Obviously.
Yeah, we need that stoned look.
Everyone, you know, I've been turned around at bars being like, yeah, man, like you're done. You can't come in. I was like, I was the designated driver. What the hell? Yeah, I don't know. It's just the look I give, I guess.
It's a juice bar. People...
Yeah, it was Jamba Juice. It wasn't even a bar.
People turned have me... resting bitch
hold
face.
On, wait, hold on. Freaking wheatgrass.
Turning me away from my very berry.
Did, you guys see those a-hole Star Wars fans causing some shit on the...
Yeah. What is up with that? What is up with...
Like,
not just that specifically, but in general.
Well, like, we were talking a bit about the Wars of the Stars last week, and...
Yep.
Like, I do it. Like, I'm not gonna lie. I do have a lot of problems with some of the things that happened with The Last Jedi. I, for one, don't know why everyone's freaking over how Luke's arc was portrayed, because if you... really think about the character and the progression of the story, like he was let down by everything he learned was supposed to be like the Force itself, like he was like this is like when he finds Obi-Wan and he teaches him out, he's so excited because this is gonna be his chance to get out of Tatooine and become this great thing. And then, but then he meets Yoda and he's like he gets like reality sets in, he learns about the dark side of everything, and then when it comes to his own flesh and blood turning, like he gave up. Like it makes sense. Like the happy-go-lucky Luke should not be what we see in Last Jedi. So why people are losing their nuts over that, I don't understand. But to go after the makers of the movies and actresses and like that's just ridiculous. Like what the hell happened to these basement dweller nerds?
Yeah, and it's one of those things where like if you look long enough or hard enough for. Sometimes not even that hard, you can find something wrong with anything for sure. Like, best movie in the world, and there's gonna be a group of people that find something wrong with it, right? Oh,
it's their job.
And yeah, exactly. It's their, that's part of it. And but to just like personally attack someone for, you know, doing their thing and, you know, making the movie or acting in the movie or doing whatever, like, what does that solve? You know, you can, there's a lot of discussion around how a movie can be good, how it was bad, you know, plot holes, all that kind of stuff. Like, we talked about it a couple of episodes ago for the Avengers spoiler cast. There's, you know, the movie wasn't perfect, but it was great. But, you know, I don't know, us kind of attacking the actors or the directors or the producers, writers, set guys, like whoever, doesn't make the movie any better. You know, I don't understand the, it's just like a whole, well, it's a bullying situation, right? But it just doesn't add anything.
Well, I think I've said it before, like, we live in an age now where with social media, everyone's got their own soapbox that they can stand on, and what they say is scripture, and what you disagree with, I'm gonna tear you down for.
Yeah,
like, we don't have a agree to disagree anymore. We don't have a I respect your opinion, but here's why I think my opinion is correct. Like, we don't have anything like that. We have I'm right, you're wrong, you don't like it, I'm gonna bully you until either A, you're gone, or B, something prevents me from talking on the internet anymore.
Or I'm in Jamaica and my roaming's off.
Yeah.
But like, yeah,
it's, I have to make a couple of phantom accounts so I can keep continuing to attack you.
Yeah. That's pretty much what happened with, you know, the actress, I forget her name, but she pretty much just deleted.
Yeah. Kelly Marie Tran is her name.
Yeah. She didn't just delete her Instagram account. She just deleted her Instagram posts, so no one could comment on it for a little while, and then she'll probably hop back on there eventually. But like, that's not fun. Why would you? And then there was a bunch of people on Twitter once that happened. They were like calling it a win, celebrating the victory of, you know, pretty much getting to the actress. Like, why? What is that?
Yeah, it doesn't change the movie. The movie's still the same.
Yeah, it's just as bad as you thought it was.
Not gonna like it. Yeah.
And it's all like the writers are going to be like, oh man, a lot of people really don't like her. Let's remake the entire movie without her.
Well, if it was George Lucas, he might actually do that.
Yeah, that's true.
Just CGI someone else.
He'll add 17 other things to it, though.
Yeah, and another thing, like, one of my complaints with that movie was like the arc for her character didn't seem justified at the end. Like, okay, she doesn't trust Finn, which
spoiler
like,
why alert. Would you? Come on.
Didn't trust Finn at like when she first encountered him, and then of course I don't know if directly, but it's like perceived that she's like in love with him towards the end of the movie. So it's like when he wants to sacrifice himself for the greater good, she decides, no, like, no, you can't do that. Which again doesn't really make sense because she doesn't know him.
My whole deal with that scene was she could have killed them both by like, ramming her ship into his ship and then hitting the ground. Like, luckily they both survived, but like that kind of crash could have killed both of them and then not helped out the you know, their team at all in the first place. Like, that was my issue with it.
It's like in Spider-Man 2 where Peter's talking to MJ and Doc throws a cab through the restaurant. Like,
yeah,
you're there to get Peter to tell the way Spider-Man, well, you kidnap her. You could have easily just killed them right there. And then what are you going to do with the rest of your plan?
Yeah.
It's like, oh shit. I didn't know I was going to hit them with that cab.
God, I figured his spider sense would help him out a little bit.
All right. Well, on to the next kidnapping scenario. Ryan?
Yes.
Still with us?
I am.
Okay. But if you want to talk about more fandom and complaining about things, we had a lot of trailers drop the past couple of days.
A lot of good ones.
I don't know, Ryan, if you've been on the YouTubes and seen anything, but we're going to open things up with probably maybe the most, I was going to say controversial, but I'm going to more like a more division on the Bumblebee trailer. Do you see that one?
I'm still thinking of the one that was like voiced by Jerry Seinfeld. Is it that one?
That's no, B movie.
That is the B movie.
That's exactly what we're talking about.
Then no.
That was the last one I saw.
Like trailer period, or
I don't think I saw the actual movie. I think I'd be kind of upset with myself if I did.
No, the B movie's good.
Was it?
And it's not an A movie, but
it's a B movie.
It's a B movie.
Nice. We just lost all our viewers on that one.
Yeah.
We had viewers.
Good night, everybody. So what, like, so this is a prequel, right? We're years before.
This is a movie set years before anybody found out about any sort of Autobots, Decepticons, Transformers, yet there's Autobots and Decepticons and Transformers
everywhere.
But no one's ever heard of them up until Shia LaBeouf's movie, but this is before that.
So are the writers just getting sloppy, or are we just...
I think the writers are getting sloppy the second they wrote, okay, Transformers, what are we going to do?
Yeah.
So I think it's this kid, Shia LaBeouf. Yeah, no, try this point trying to get blood from a stone, right?
Yeah, just, like, I was watching it, and I just... Yeah, not... I remember being so interested in the first Transformers movie, and then so excited for the second and third one, and...
You got excited after the second one?
I enjoyed... No, like, just excited for Transformers movies.
Oh, okay.
And I enjoyed the first one for the quotability. Obviously, you and I quote a lot from that one. And the second one just kind of lost me, and I was hoping for the best for the third one, and then it's just pretty much gone downhill since the second one. And it's just, it's really hard to get my hopes up for this one, because I just, yeah. I don't know why they're making this movie, and if this turns into more movie, like more prequel movies for other Transformers, like that's just not going to be good for anyone.
No, well, this one, like,
yeah,
the best parts of the trailer were A, the Bernie Mac snippets from the first movie,
yeah, exactly,
and ending with Rick Astley. Like, other than that, completely forgettable trailer.
Absolutely.
And then we had.
There was also a good trailer that dropped.
Which one? There are several.
The Lego, the Lego one, the second one.
Lego Movie 2, the second part.
Yeah, I'm excited. I love the first movie. I think they just crush it with everything Lego related. I never saw Lego
Ninjago,
yeah, but I was never into it. But all of the Lego Batman and all that kind of stuff, very good movies, very well done, and I'm excited for this second part.
I will admit that I had a very good laugh when the spaceship shows up to Intergalactic.
Yeah.
And it's all like, oh, it's got like a sick beat, and he just starts dancing.
Yeah,
everyone's like terrified, and he's just like, tss, tss, tss.
It's hard not to dance to that,
right? It's just a great pull. We had Wreck-It Ralph 2.
Yep.
I know you're a big fan of the original.
I've never actually seen it, but I'm tempted. It looks
it's good. The first Wreck-It Ralph was so good, and it did not get its due award wise because it came out the same year as Brave, and Brave kind of
knocked stole it out of the park.
Yeah, pretty
Wreck-It
much.
Wreck-It Ralph is DreamWorks, right?
No, it's Disney. Straight really? Up Disney.
No way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it's not Pixar or anything. It's just Disney. But
Disney animation.
That's weird.
It was really good, and Ryan, if you ever played video games growing up, I think you'd enjoy it. There's just a lot of little
he's a bookworm.
He's not a gamer. but
no video games, you know, no masturbating. He was all about books.
There's a lot of little pulls from old NES games and arcade games and stuff like that. And it was, you know, that part was great. The story I thought was really good too. The second one looks like they're gonna, I have a feeling
it's synergy with this one.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on, but I think it'll still be good. And then
the internet.
Did you see the Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse trailer?
Yes.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Or something like that. Into the Spider-Verse.
Tell us how you really feel, Ryan.
Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. It's like Spider goes to Spider shopping. I don't know. It's too much.
That's a sequel.
I thought it looked great. I think the animation looks awesome, and I'm excited to check out their story.
The one part I didn't understand in it was when we established that it's an alternate universe, things are slightly askew. There was dialogue bubbles for like one part of the trailer, and I've never seen it in the rest.
Like where he's walking down the street and it just shows.
Yeah, it's like an internal monologue, and I'm like, what? And then they have it never show up later. I was a little confused by that, but I'm sure
I wonder if that's, there's probably that might just be one of the alternate universes.
Coca-Cola where, spelled with K's?
like that could just be one of the universes where everyone's thoughts or words or whatever actions are like closed captioned for everything, for everyone else.
For the hearing impaired.
Exactly. So I'm pretty excited for that one. I think visually it looks great. But
yeah, I think it's by the same guys that did the first Lego movie too, if I'm not mistaken. At least directing. I don't know if they wrote it because the humor doesn't seem like to be the same as
no.
But
yeah, we'll get a taste of Miles Morales as Spidey, or as one of the Spideys.
Spider-Man.
Miles Spider-Man.
Into the Spider-Verse.
It's the worst title ever.
Well, there's been bad ones. Dark of the Moon. Just putting it out there.
What else dropped? There was... No, those were the...
Those were the before that, yeah, all animated. You know, 30-year-olds talking about animated movies. I think maybe that's the problem.
I don't think it's a problem.
But I know some people are having problems with the news that our Mr. Andrew Lincoln, Rick Grimes, is quitting The Walking Dead after next season. There is legitimately a fan petition requesting him to stay. So they are petitioning the actor from leaving the show. I don't know how.
He's going to give them a big middle finger and get out of
there. Excuse me, Mr. Lincoln, there's about 3 million people that are demanding that you stay on the program. Well, I guess cool. I got to stay now.
Right? See you later.
Oh, wait, no, I'm not going to. Well, it makes sense. Like, I don't know what more you can do with Rick now that Coral.
What are we in now? Season we talked about this is, in like first
eight, just, episode. I think ended, so. Eight just happened, and I've only seen end of season 7. So just saying.
So yeah, season 9 will be the upcoming season, and that should be the end. Well, like, don't forget, this guy's an English actor with his family living overseas, right? So he's coming to Atlanta, spending a good chunk of the year filming, and then having to commute back, right?
For a decade.
Exactly. So yeah, it makes sense. Again, there's not much. I personally, I think if this is the end of him, I don't know why you don't just end the show at the same time.
Yeah, like who are you gonna have take over?
Daryl, that's the plan.
Really? Well, yeah, that makes sense too. Except, I feel like he was. I mean, it was a nice gem they got after the first season that so many people enjoyed his character, and they were able to kind of run with it. Yeah. But again, like every character that's still there from the first 2-3 seasons, like how?
I think there is this point, not counting Lenny James, what's his Morgan, who was in like the first episode, who's now back on the program. I think literally it's Daryl, Rick, and Carol are like the only ones from the first season that are left.
Is Carol the bald one?
Yeah, well, she's got hair now.
She's got hair. And then everyone else is either died off, killed, or they zombified. Did. Not zombie,
did,
but...
Did.
High turnover rate show.
Yeah.
Right.
Keeps the actors' contracts kind of cheap.
It's a tough life living now. In an apocalyptic world.
Yeah, the Game of Thrones, like... strategy to...
What has, like, they've deviated from the books a lot. Like, when I read up to, like, Andrea, she died in season 3, but she was still around.
In the comics or whatever?
In the comics, yeah. And Carl's around, like, Lori died. Coral. Like, Judith died in the books, but she's around in the show. Like, it's weird, but...
But the main story is pretty much the same, or it's
like,
they just replace characters.
They've deviated where they could, but like the like the big arcs they've adapted, like the Negan stuff and
yeah. I like Negan.
Hunters. Jeffrey Dean Morgan is great.
He's awesome.
I thoroughly enjoyed him in The Watchmen as the comedian.
I liked him. I think he was in Supernatural. I think is where I know him from. He was good in that.
Oh, you WB watching mofo.
The C-dub.
Oh, so I just rewatching The Mist. I don't know if anyone's seen that one. The Thomas
Stephen King one?
Yes, sir. Where there's this mist and there's something in said mist.
God, spoiler alert.
But the funny thing is Carol, Andrea, and
wait, Carol or Dale? Coral?
Carol.
Carol or Coral?
Carol. Carol, Andrea, and Dale from The Walking Dead are all in that movie, which Frank Darabont did before he did that show.
Which one is Dale? The old guy?
Yeah.
Older-ish guy.
The one that Coral. Coral Reef. You know, he was...
Yeah, didn't shoot that zombie.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And
ah, yes.
Get us just ripped open like a bag of chips.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good test. They're all in that movie.
What the? This is only half full.
That is a... You know, said like the prices are going up, the bags are staying the same, but the contents inside are getting smaller for chips.
Or their bags are staying the same, but the labeling says supersized, and then they make smaller versions of those bags.
Yeah, I don't know who in the right mind thinks a half a bag of chips is good for a family, because I eat a half a bag of chips myself.
By myself.
All by myself, all by my lonesome. Yeah, so I back to my The Mist thing. I think that's a very good movie. I personally
is that Mitchell's never seen. I'm assuming it's
the ending's the best part of the whole
fog.
The Mist 2, yes, The Fog.
The Mist 2.
The
Fog.
The Haze.
With Sierra Mist. No, the ending of this movie is messed up. If no one cares to see it, I can tell you
what happens. I will probably watch it this week if I have some time. We can discuss next week.
Watch it. It's good.
Watch like, it.
The Frank Darabont, I think, is the only one, with the exception of the new It, that has really done justice to Stephen King's adaptations. Because he did Shawshank, Green Mile, yes, and The Mist.
Shawshank was good.
So good.
I wish we had TBS so I could watch it three times on the weekend. Need your three chances to watch.
Or you could just have it and watch it whenever you want.
No, I need the commercials.
It's not the same without commercials.
I can't watch a movie with commercials. The other day, last week, I think, Waterboy was on Much.
Yes, that's
so,
right.
So, no, I did not watch it. I threw it on, I think I was it on Sunday, watched it right through. Outside of the characters being ridiculous over the top, that is a very plausible movie in terms of storyline.
Of like an actual Waterboy.
He's just, Waterboy who, exactly, like... From the start to finish, that movie, with the exception of the over-the-top characters, is a very plausible, down-to-earth story.
Well, don't you always hear
he's not
about
like overly skilled. He's not like the guy, like, like a rookie of the year. He's got this weird abnormality that makes him play football well. He's just a guy that got picked on and used his rage to make it to the football team and then, win the championship.
But not always, I guess, but randomly, a goal. In hockey gets injured, so then the trainer has to just throw the pads on and jump on. Like it's a very similar story. Yeah. Like if the trainer kind of goes and steals the show, and then they give him another chance, and then all of a sudden they sign him on, and he's a goalie. That's the movie. That's Waterboy.
Yeah. You hear a lot of the guys in the NFL or in the NHL that went undrafted, right? That just came out of nowhere and made the team and are playing like.
Cinderella Boy.
Yeah, I don't know where. Like Tim Thomas. Like he got to start late in his 30s.
He did the best. Like he did a lot with the short amount of time. He actually was kind of in the spotlight.
Yeah. So see, there you go. Plausible story.
It is plausible.
Don't just make this stuff up, man. Well, kind of. Sometimes. Did, but. WWDC this week?
Yep.
Did you read any of that stuff? I found none of it worth a damn.
I watched most of the keynote after I got home from work, so I was a little late on it. There's just so much stuff that they were very excited about. I was talking to someone about it, and it was basically there's a lot of so every year Android steals something from iOS, iOS steals something from Android. It goes back and forth. This year, it seems like iOS stole some stuff or just finally implemented, not stole, because it definitely is just something that makes sense. And the main thing, I think, is they're going to actually stack their notifications. So instead of like, Corey, if I send you 5 text messages, you'll see 5 separate notifications for it. Now it'll just kind of stack into one. You can tap on it to expand it, see all the messages. It's just going to be a cleaner lock screen, a cleaner kind of notification area. It's what Android's been doing since, you know, pretty much the beginning. So 10 years ago, the fact that it's taken this long is weird. I don't know what they thought they were kind of waiting for, or like how to perfect it kind of thing. But since then, Android has just made notifications better and better and better. And now you can, you know, reply right from the notification. You don't have to go into the app and stuff. The other kind of cool things, I guess, I think the coolest thing they actually did was they're kind of jumping into augmented reality a lot and kind of going all in on it. And they're going to be able to do 2 people looking at the same augmented reality and seeing the same sort of thing in different spaces. It's a hard to explain kind of thing, but the demo is really cool. It's funny watching people kind of around a table with nothing on it, but they have their iPads and they're playing,
a board game or something.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they're playing a slingshot game. And so it's pretty cool that way. Some new emojis, tongue detection.
That's important.
Yeah, absolutely. Now that it'll detect your tongue.
Good.
The watch is now going to have a walkie-talkie function, which is pretty... It could be cool. Okay, chill out. And, and then the standard... I think one of the other kind of big announcements and kind of a huge knock to Android was... So usually every time they throw out an update, they go back like 4 or 5 years worth of devices will get that update. And then the next year, the last one on the list won't get the update. This year, whatever got iOS 11 is also going to get iOS 12. And they did a lot of stuff in the background to kind of make older devices run like better on it. That'll be fine. Nothing really crazy new, and they didn't announce any hardware, so I was like pretty meh on the whole thing. Dark mode on the new Mac OS, so that's cool,
I guess.
Not, yeah. Well, it would be cool if they brought it to phones. You probably
why do that, tree, right? But
what's that?
This is why I do that, right?
Yeah, without
one of the people use the most.
But yeah, I was. interested, but nothing really came out of it that I was very excited about, whereas there's a few things that came out of Google's I/O that I was much more excited about. That's all.
Well, Ryan, do you have anything? Otherwise I have this little news story to
wrap. I'm pretty up. Quiet today, so you go ahead, Core. I've got
that one. Appreciate the
basketball's gesture. Over.
Yeah. It was over the day they announced Cleveland versus Golden State.
Exactly. Yeah.
Let's be serious. So this is not like a ha 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 story or anything like that, but no, it's not one of those.
So
what I found amazing is this guy's just nonchalant, casual feel to what happened here. So, at Goat Island Lodge in south of Darwin in the middle of a crocodile-infested Adelaide River. This is in Florida. Guests had gathered to watch Pup, the puppy Pippa, perform her favorite trick. running at Casey the crocodile to scare her back into the river. But to the alarm of those looking on, including owner Kai Hansen, Pippa ran straight at Casey's head, and the croc did what crocs do. Now,
oh no.
This guy's comments are what really make this story. So as Mr. Hansen conceded, it was something that had a high probability of happening sometime. Mr. Hansen moved to this island 15 years ago to escape city life, living amongst a gaggle of dogs, birds, and crocodiles, while Pup Hot Dog was famous for barking along to the tunes of harmonica. Pippa was known as the dumb blonde, quickly becoming known for chasing the crocodile of more than 100 times her weight into the river. So the resident of Goat Island, surrounded on all sides by Adelaide River, said he doesn't blame the croc for eating his dog. So this is the quote. "You will see things that you do not believe are possible. Take my word for it. It's unbelievable that this 6-7 kilo dog attacks a 300 kilo crocodile." Mr. Hansen said he was really sad and had not watched the video of, like, there's a video because people obviously were watching all this, but he did not think it was fair to blame the crocodile. She's not doing something wrong. She's just doing what crocs do. In the early days, she actually had a go at me a couple times. These days, I just throw food out from the top because we're not allowed going down there. This is a little terrier, should not do things like that. But should I stop her? I don't know. She got away with it for 10 years. Mr. Hansen said he would get a new dog and would definitely consider not letting it chase crocodiles.
You'll live, you'll learn.
Yeah. Like, well, so, not the dog.
I think that's the most, right? In a world where we point fingers and blame everyone, I think this is one of the more tame scenarios I think I've seen in a long time.
Guys, just like, you've been pissing that crocodile off for 15 years. Like, she had enough.
And the guy's just like, yeah, you know, the crocodile.
Makes sense.
Makes sense. You don't see me yeah. complaining.
It was her or me, guys. Like, that's all I can all I can say. So yeah. I just, again, this, he had this dog for what, 10 years. And
it's a pretty good run of chasing down crocodiles, though.
Yeah. I mean, when you're due, you're due.
A little terrier. And with a whole crowd of onlookers with their cameras out and, watch, guys, watch, she's going to chase this croc. And then just, not today. Yeah. No.
Didn't happen.
Back away, not today.
Amazing.
So yeah, that was, here's to Pippa. She had a good run.
Part one out for Pippa.
And I think, you know, in life, we all chase our own crocodiles.
Some days we get the croc, some day the croc gets you.
I've been known to chase a few crocodiles in my day.
Not the dragon, though. Don't ever chase the dragon.
No, that's a different... That's for after deck. That's a closet closed discussion.
You know, the last episode of this podcast we ever do, Ryan, you have to get up, close your closet door, and turn the lights off.
And start talking real shit.
Sorry, we're closed. And then... All right.
That's it for today. Cool.
That's it for this week. That's all for Open Collar. For Fischel Sheth, Ryan Karkner, this is Corey Bullis reminding you to keep it casual. Good night.